This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein, and with me I have two of my buddies.
Yeah.
Two of my best buddies. I'm talking about Harry Cheeks.
That's me.
And... what was your name?
Robert, come on, man.
Curly Fries, of course.
Yes, his name is Curly Fries.
Yes, my name is Curly Fries. Why are you screwing with me right off the bat?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I had a brain fart.
You had a brain fart.
I did.
Brain fart.
I couldn't remember your name.
You couldn't remember my name.
I guess it's part of getting old.
Yeah. Oh,
you get a brain fart every once in a while.
Well, why don't you get a brain fart with him? You have to get a brain fart with Jerry.
No.
Well, what? No.
You're a much better brain fart generator.
I'm a brain fart generator.
That's right.
Is that true, Robert?
No, it's not true. No, it's not true. It just happened. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
All right.
But today we're doing something a little bit different.
Oh, what are we doing that's so different today?
Wait a second.
What?
Did you get a brain fart also for Honey and myself here?
No, because it wasn't your...
I mean, we're sitting here, too, and you didn't introduce us.
Yes.
So, what's the deal, Robert?
Well, you were the next item on the agenda.
Item on the agenda.
Yes, I was going to explain what we're doing today, and then I was going to introduce you, but since you piped up, ladies and gentlemen, my better half, Edna Jean Lichtenstein.
Hi, everybody.
And, of course, the mistress of love, Ms. Honeydew.
I am the mistress of love.
Yes.
But Robert, how dare you?
Yeah. Why
you call her and refer to her as the mistress of love?
Yeah,
that's not your place, man.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
You're out of line.
I'm out of line.
You're out of line. How dare you call her the mistress of love and refer to me as your better half?
Well,
maybe, you know.
Maybe what?
That's not such a good thing, being a better half of a shitty half.
Now I'm the shitty half?
Yes, you're the shitty half.
Oh, Jesus.
She's the mistress of love.
What the hell's going on here?
All right, everybody. Everybody, come on. Settle down. Let's all take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Come on. And relax.
Robert,
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're what's wrong?
I took a deep breath and a piece of walnut went into my... into my lungs.
Sure, I'm sorry. Want to take another deep breath?
Hell no. I'm having hard enough breathing regularly now.
Yeah, okay.
Take a drink of coffee.
Try to breathe slowly.
Take a drink of my
some
coffee.
All right.
There you go.
Wash it down with the coffee.
No backwash, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
What is
I burnt myself.
You burned yourself.
What the hell are you doing giving me a scalding cup of coffee?
It wasn't that hot. Now you got walnuts all over my coffee, floating on my coffee.
So what?
I don't want it back.
Oh, God.
Keep it yourself.
Just can't win today.
Yeah, Robert, just give it up.
Yes.
Man. So am I still the goddess of love or what?
Honey, please. Robert just burned himself.
I did.
He polluted my cup of coffee with all kinds of walnuts that flew out of his mouth into my cup. And you're wondering whether you are the goddess of love.
Well, I was just wondering.
You
well,
are.
Fine. Yes, you're the goddess of love. Now, Robert, the hell are we going to do today that's so different?
Well, what we're going to do is we are going to replay episode 204.
Ah, yes.
And but instead of just playing the episode by itself, we are going to do a little bit of an opening joke here, and then we'll play it because we're not finished with episode 233.
Yes.
We're working on it, but...
Robert, let me stop you for just a moment.
Okay.
Isn't episode 204 the episode where I premiered 60 Seconds Full of Honey?
You're absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have not been with Angry Old Man Podcast from the beginning...
so lucky.
A couple of years ago, Honey was given her own show on the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. and it was called 60 Seconds Full of Honey. It was a talk and variety show, and it was only 60 seconds long.
Well, yes. The reason they made it only 60 seconds was to see how the ratings were going to be.
Right.
If the ratings went through the roof, I was going to be, you know, extended for perhaps 5 minutes, and then it would build until I finally had an hour-long show.
Yes, and instead of the ratings going through the roof, it was honey.
Mr. Cheeks, please, don't give it away, okay?
What?
Do not be the spoiler.
Spoiler?
Let the people hear it for themselves.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
Just keep your mouth shut.
You don't know anything about show business,
do you?
I don't know anything about show business.
No, you don't.
You have no idea how to tease, how to, you know, get people all hooked in so they will...
What are you talking about? Hooking.
Hooking people.
That's right. If anybody knows anything about hooking, it's Honey. She knows how to hook.
What do you mean, I know how to hook? What kind of hooking are you talking about?
Show business.
I'm talking about hooking an audience to stay with you.
Yeah.
And not, you know, realize what's going to happen at the end.
Well, honey.
That's the kind of hooking I'm talking about.
Yeah, you were talking about that other hooking, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Yeah, the kind of hooking that's involved with money and Johns and all that other shit.
No, I was not talking about that. I know I was talking about Honey's vast experience in show business.
Show business hooking.
Yeah. That is correct. That's what I was talking about.
Okay, let's just leave Honey's show business hooking.
Thank you.
By the way, side, and let's continue now with what we are going to do today. Robert?
Yes.
Please explain.
Well, what we're going to do right now is we have an opening joke, which will involve the Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society.
Oh,
right,
goody.
Curly? That is correct, Robert. We have a very good script today. It's kind of sexy and also very funny.
Uh-huh.
It's called Please Don't Stop.
Oh, I just love that title.
Yeah.
Please Don't Stop.
Yeah, me too.
The other one I love also is Stop It Some More.
All
right, can we stop all this foolishness and get on with the script? Curly, did you already cast your actors for this play?
I did.
Do you have anything for me?
Unfortunately, I do not.
You don't have anything for me?
Well, I only have two roles, and I believe, you know, Honey is going to play the female role because...
Because why?
Well, she usually does.
And what am I, using a different pronoun? I'm not a female any longer?
Oh, you are a female, Edna.
You're damn right I'm a female.
Yes, but this requires, you know, an extra level of sexiness.
And just exactly what level of sexiness am I at?
I'd say the basement.
Go fuck yourself, Harry, okay? Just go fuck yourself,
please.
You stupid old bastard.
Edna, come on. Let's just settle down, please.
Well, why aren't you defending me, Robert? He said I'm in the basement and the level of sexiness. What the hell's the matter with
Edna?
You? Am I not sexy enough to handle a role like this?
Robert, you want to handle that?
Fuck no, I don't want to handle that. You handle it. It's your production. You're the artistic director.
Yeah, you're the big director.
Why don't you tell her whether she's sexy enough or not?
Well, Edna...
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
Why don't the two of you go handle yourselves, you lousy bastards?
Well, Edna, please, don't be like that.
I've had it with this place.
Edna, come on.
I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Come on, Edna. Come back here. Don't be like that.
Edna, go fuck yourselves off.
Edna.
Shove it up your ass.
Edna.
Oh, oh, that door.
Don't be like that. Edna.
I hate you all.
Me too. Why'd she hate me? I didn't do shit.
What do you mean you didn't do shit?
I didn't do anything.
You said she was in the basement of sexiness. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did.
But it's all your fault, Curly. No, it's my fault.
Yes.
Yes, it's your fault. Your Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society does nothing but create problems here. Well, that's not the intent of our society. It's to promote, you know, culture and drama. And
it's a perfect vehicle for my acting abilities, too.
Yes, and Honey can't help that she is a talented actress who happens to be very sexy.
Mm.
And,
you know, and Edna is a little bit of a plain Jane.
Fuck you, she's a plain Jane.
Well, she is, and every woman. She's not, you know, a sexy dish.
A sexy dish.
As we would
so
say.
Are we going to do this or not?
It's up to Robert. What do you say?
Well, I guess we might as well do it.
Yeah, why not?
And then we have to play episode 204.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to go home.
You're home already.
Well, that's right. I'm already home.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to have to deal with Edna when she gets back home.
Yeah, I don't want to be in your shoes.
Thanks, Curly. All right, so let me just hand out the scripts. Robert?
Oh, yeah.
You will be the husband?
I'm the husband.
Yeah, and Cheeks, you're going to work the board with the sound effects and music and all that.
All right.
I will be the narrator.
The narrator.
That's right. And, honey, yes. Here's your script, and you will be the wife.
I will be the wife.
I ain't going to be Edna.
And I am the husband.
Yes, you will be the husband.
Let's get serious here, okay? We need some sexy music to start.
All right, got it.
With the curtains opening, and then the music will kick in, and I will take it from there.
Now, is this piano music okay for this?
Yes. It's very good.
And I have the shower curtain ready as well.
So, if we're ready...
I'm ready.
The Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society presents Please Don't Stop. Curtains. Music. After nearly 50 years of marriage, a couple was lying in bed one evening when the wife felt her husband begin to massage her in ways he hadn't in quite some time.
Ooh.
It almost tickled as his fingers started at her neck. And then began moving down past the small of her back. He then caressed her shoulders and neck. Slowly he worked his hand down, stopping just over her stomach. He then proceeded to place his hand on her left inner arm, working down her side, passing gently over her buttock and down her leg to her calf. Then he proceeded up her thigh, stopping just at the uppermost portion of her leg. He continued in the same manner on her right side. Then suddenly he stopped, rolled over, and became silent. As she had become quite aroused by his caressing, she asked in a loving voice,
"Honey, that was wonderful. Why did you stop?"
To which he responded,
"I found the remote."
Angry Old Man Pop Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company. Coffee's coming right up, lover man.
Thank you, sweetheart.
My pleasure.
Nothing like the morning paper and a hot cup of Java.
Here's your coffee, love man.
Oh, thank you, love of my life.
It is my pleasure, honey bunny.
Honey bunny? Where did that come from?
Well, I'm just in a good mood, you know.
Oh, good.
It's the holiday season and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking.
What's that?
I have a bag full of used clothing I'd like to donate.
Why don't you just throw it in the trash? That's much easier.
But there are poor, starving people who can really use all these clothes.
Honey.
Yes?
Anyone who can fit into your clothing cannot possibly be starving.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like an old beaver without wood. It's bad enough he's old, but not being able to get an erection, that really sucks. Thank you.
All aboard!
Oh, it's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We are here to make you happy, make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh, come on and laugh, come on and crap your pants.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast. My name is Robert Q. Lichtenstein, and we have a great program for you today.
Do we have to do this?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And we are live from the red carpet in front of the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Recreation Hall.
The big hall.
Yes, it's the big hall.
Yes, the center of all activity here in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park, where everybody gets together, where we have dances, where we play cards.
Yes, we do.
Fight. Where we do everything that we can possibly do without having to go to court for it.
Yes, and today we're doing a live podcast. It's a remote sort of speak.
Yes,
we're not
yes.
in Robert and Edna's mobile home. We are out here in front of the rec hall because there's a special event going on in the
no.
rec. Come on, Curly, knock it off.
Well,
all right.
Can't help it.
Well, Jesus Christ, you know, let me yeah. just finish doing my introduction.
Snap
here.
Out of it.
You're already moping.
Exactly.
I can't help it. All right.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, the reason Curly is moping there is because he got passed over for a job that he was promised.
Well, she promised right here in front of everyone.
Not the first time.
A few months back, if you remember, she said,
yes,
you
yes.
will be the one who's going to do it.
Did she say those exact words?
Right.
Well, yeah, she did. She said it. And then
she did.
She pulled the rug from under
well,
me.
Well, it's not the first time she done it to you.
I know.
That's right.
Oh, here comes one of her ex-lovers.
Which one?
Heading this way.
What lover? Who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Woody Stroker. Who the hell do you think?
Robert, you're not going to interview him, are you?
Hell no. I'm not going to interview him. He's not one of my favorites.
No, we're only going to do important people, yes.
Let's just ignore them, okay?
That's going to be tough, I'm telling you.
Well, if it isn't Licky White.
Shut up, Stroker.
And his lick cats.
Why don't you and your buddies go over to the workout room and pump each other, huh?
go pump each other.
Yeah, go shut up, hairy ass.
It's hairy cheeks.
I'll pump you.
Sorry, you're not my type. I prefer a younger and more handsome gentleman, if you don't mind.
Shut up, faggot.
Oh, look who's talking.
Yeah, that's why we're going over to the rec hall to see your girlfriend show her tits.
She's not showing your tits, you
don't
asshole.
She's not going to be tap dancing.
God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man.
He's a moron.
You're playing right into his hand.
Yeah, that's right.
You just have to ignore him.
It's easy for you to say. He's talking about the love of my life.
You have to try.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening here is that today is the big premiere of Honeydew's brand new talk show / variety show.
Yes.
Called 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
Yeah. It's going to be full of something.
Pump up cheeks.
What?
Come on, man. I mean, what are you doing?
Now, 1 second, you're crying. Now you're defending her. What the fuck's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Well, yeah, she screwed you over a job that she promised you, and now you're defending her.
Irregardless, man.
Irregardless is not even a word.
I don't give a crap. People use it all the time.
Oh, well, although the word appeared in print as early as 1795, most dictionaries list it as a non-standard or incorrect usage.
Robert,
recommend that regardless be used instead. Okay?
Oh, congratulations. You can read out of an iPad.
Yes, he can.
I just don't want you to sound like a moron.
Well, sometimes I want to sound like a moron. I can't help
you
it.
You do a good job.
Especially on a day like today. The premiere
of
the 60 seconds full of hum.
Exactly.
Oh.
And the show will be carried on the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Right.
And will be broadcast live from the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Recreation Hall.
Exactly.
And that's what the hubbub is all about.
Speaking of hubbub, here comes Frank.
Where?
He looks pissed.
Roberto. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Oh,
forget about how am I doing.
What's the problem?
What the fuck are you doing in front of my recreation hall, hey?
We're doing a podcast. What does it look like we're doing?
Who gave you the permission?
Permission?
To park your ass right there and do your podcast.
Permission? What the hell are you talking about? We all pay association dues, so we can use the facilities like everybody else. I don't have to get your permission.
This is my mobile home park. What I say goes.
Yeah, well, sure. Oh, geez.
Hey, get those fucking dogs out of here. Get them the hell out of here. They're going to shit all over my front lawn. Just take them home. Get them the hell out of here. You all of the
dogs out of here.
Coming back home.
No, see, the dogs are a bigger problem than we are. What the hell are you talking about?
They fight.
People here have as many as four dogs.
Yeah, tell me about it. There's a dog of shit everywhere.
Well, I stepped in it this morning.
Me too. I step in the dog shit. Those are dogs that drive me crazy.
Listen, Frank, we're just doing a short little podcast here. Honey is performing inside the recreation hall up on the stage.
Who gave her the permission to perform on the stage inside of the record hall? I think it was Woody Stroker. I'm going to go give her a good talking to too.
Okay.
You going to give her a good talking to too? Sure, to too. And while you at it, give Woody Stroker a good talking to too.
Too.
All right. I'm going to go talk to him. You stay right here.
Yes, we'll stay right here.
We will.
Okay. We won't move. You go talk to Woody Stroker.
Yes, please. Woody Stroker is the culprit here.
These dogs drive me crazy.
Oh,
too.
You're not alone, man.
That's one thing I found out. You know, we got away from kids when we moved into this all-senior adult community.
That's what I thought.
But what I didn't realize, instead of kids, old people have dogs. Just about all of them. And when they start barking at night, it's bedlam. It doesn't stop. No, it doesn't.
Ugh. It's difficult to get sleep.
I've got nothing against dogs. I love them. Just the dog owners who are not considerate about their neighbors.
Yes, that is how I feel.
Oh, here comes Edna. She don't look too happy either.
Now her.
Well, why didn't she, come here and do the podcast with us today?
She's pissed off.
Why is she pissed off?
She's pissed off because of Honey, and I don't want to get into it.
I don't blame her.
You know, she's been on this show longer than Honey, so she feels like she's being slighted.
She's not the only one.
I am so pissed.
Yes, I know, because Honey got her show, and you didn't.
I am pissed off about something completely different.
What is it now?
I just stepped into a big old pile of dog shit as I was coming over here. It's not funny, Robert.
I'm sorry.
How mad you get?
Yes, I get very mad.
I couldn't believe it. It was a horde of dogs.
They came here.
That went by walking, and about seven of them took a dump in front of me.
Oh, no.
It was like walking through a minefield.
Those dogs were here.
Yes.
And then Frank chased the owners and the dogs away from here. I guess they paid a visit to you first.
I had to go home and change into a brand new pair of shoes because I couldn't get all the dog shit off my shoes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
So are you going to do the podcast with us now?
Well, I'm not going to let her keep me away from the podcast I've been a part of all these years. So yes, I'm going to do the anchoring here with you.
So are you up for some interviews?
No, I don't want to do any interviews. I just want to stay here with you.
Okay.
And at the anchoring desk.
Well, we have to go interview the piano player who's going to be Honey's musical director.
Oh, yeah.
Widow Chovy.
Widow Chovy.
Yes, Widow Chovy is, I believe, up on the stage inside the rec hall. And Harry, why don't you go and do the interview with Mrs. Chovy?
Oh, all right. I'll go.
Well, let me get you
a crisp $100 bill.
A wireless microphone. Here it is.
Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, let's test it out.
All right. Let me.
The switch is right there on the side. Yep. See it?
The other side.
That's it. Very good.
Oh, I think it works. Test. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Very good.
Does that sound good?
Heavenly.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, it does. Wonderful.
All right. Then so just turn it off and then we'll go.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Outside.
Now. There you go. Okay.
By the way, Harry.
Yeah?
I saw Widow Chovy this morning, and...
And?
She seems to have a little bit of a cold.
A cold?
So just gotta stay away from her a little bit.
Well...
I didn't want you to catch a cold
something. I had my flu shot, by the way. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up.
Sure. We seniors have to be careful.
All right, I'm gonna go, and I'll you know, Robert, you throw it to me when you're ready.
I will.
Okay? I have my portable headphones as well.
Very good.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Okay.
Have fun.
Okay, Harry. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll throw it to you when we're ready for the interview from the stage.
So who's going to do the interview with Honey backstage in her dressing room?
She has a dressing room?
Well, yeah, she does. It's not a dressing room per se. It's
What do you mean per se?
Room closet that they kind of move stuff around and put a cot that she can lay down.
She's going to lay down?
Yes, to get her makeup applied.
To get her makeup applied?
Yes.
Laying down?
Well, she has to because her makeup artist, Lance Kornbluff.
You know Lance.
He's her makeup artist, right?
Yeah, he's a retired makeup artist who worked with some of the local funeral parlors, and all of his clients were
stiffs.
Horizontal when he applied makeup on them.
Yes. Yeah.
So he cannot apply makeup to people who are standing up, so
exactly. She
has to lay down.
He's your next-door neighbor, correct? Him and his husband, Ricardo?
Yes, they are the ones that have a live cock.
A live cock.
Live cock. Tied to a piece of string in front of their house.
You mean a rooster,
well,
correct?
Well, they prefer a cock.
And it's tied by a piece of string
to
the tree in front of their mobile home. That's
correct. Yes, it is, because Ricardo comes from a culture in a lot of the Hispanic neighborhoods. People tie cocks and chickens in front of their homes.
Really?
Yes, to make sure that the eggs that are laid stay within the household.
Yeah, of course.
Makes sense, yes.
And also to make sure that they don't run off.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's one way of keeping a cock stationary.
Yes.
You tie him to a tree.
I would.
And this cock's name is Peppino 2, isn't
it? Peppino 2, yes.
Yeah, Peppino 1, got run over by a car
a
couple of years ago. Yes. It was a big mess.
Huge mess.
As I recall.
Yes, you know, they were just a mess emotionally, both of them, because... Well, you know, they love their cock.
I'm sure.
They do,
They do.
So
love their cock.
When Peppino got run over by a car, it's a huge mess all over the place.
It was a horrible mess.
Yes.
Nothing worse than cock all over the street.
Yes.
It was just feathers and cock meat everywhere.
Feathers?
Yes, cock meat.
And cock meat.
Yes.
As far as the eye can see.
Nothing worse.
Yes. Nothing.
Except maybe if it was a dolphin.
Well,
dolphin?
Be kind of tough to tie a dolphin to a tree in front of your house.
Yes, it would.
Unless you use a very strong piece of rope, a piece of string.
Yeah.
Just couldn't hold a dolphin
tied to a tree.
A very hardy piece of rope would have to be employed.
Hardy.
But I would agree that it would be worse
if
a dolphin got hit by a car.
I know I would be upset.
I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Really.
Me too.
To bring this back home, I believe that she will be
out of her mind,
getting her makeup applied about now, so maybe Cheeks can go over and talk to her after he gets done with Widow Chovy.
Yeah, as soon as he gets done with Widow Chovy, we'll get him over to talk to Honey.
Curly, why can't you go and do the interview with Honey and perhaps get Lance to say a few words.
I'm sorry. I just cannot do it.
You know, you're going to have to let go of this. Right. Well, see, I let go of it.
Yes, but you're not doing interviews.
I know I'm not doing interviews, but I did let go of it, and I became part of this.
She did. Well, I'm also here, part of it, at the anchor desk, so well, I'm taking part as well.
I guess you are. You're not boycotting.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you just joined us, we are here in front of the Bellaterra Mobile Home Park Recreation Hall on the red carpet because today Honeydew is doing her talk show slash variety show.
Right.
Oh. It is called 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
Full of Honey.
And that's because it is only 60 seconds long.
Makes sense.
And we are here to do interviews with all the celebrities who will be coming down here on the red carpet. Thus far, no one has walked on the red carpet except for Frank and, of course, Harry Cheeks.
And also Woody Stroker and his two goons
walked
on the red carpet, but we didn't talk to them.
Because we don't talk to assholes.
So we are waiting for the celebrities to come by. What's wrong, Robert?
Julian Pepe, of all times, decide to go cut the grass right in front of the rec hall as we're talking here.
Why don't you go talk to them and ask them to please stop, because we can't.
I know we can't, but what can I do right now? You know, they're out there doing their job.
This is not the time nor the place for them to do it.
There goes Pepe with the leaf blower.
I know.
Robert, please, get their attention.
Julio! Julio! Hey, Julio!
I think he heard you.
I'm Pepe. He's Julio.
What the fuck you want, man?
I'm sorry. I always get you confused. Come over here. I want to talk to you for a second.
Yeah, come on over, boys. We have something to ask you, please.
Yeah, we need a favor from you.
What do you want, man?
Because we have to trabajo.
Trabajo?
Sí, trabajo.
What the hell is trabajo?
Yeah, it means we have to work, man.
Sí, we have to cut the grass.
Well, can you boys take a lunch break a little bit earlier?
No, man.
Maybe go inside and watch a little show that Honeydew is going to be putting on?
Oh, if you give me $5.
Five bucks?
Sí, $5.
Sí.
Cinco dólares. Can't you boys just take a break and forget about the $5, $5 Oh, no, senor. Tiramisu will take money from us.
$5. He will take away $5 from us.
Well, I don't have $5, okay?
It's not $5.
Dolores.
It's $5. Dolores.
Dolores. $5. Okay, fine.
$5.
How about you, Curly? Do you have $5 we can give them so they can take a little break here, please?
I've spent a lot of money on this venture for Honey, she got a new wardrobe.
She
hairdo. And
we don't give a shit, man.
What the hell do you mean you don't give a shit?
He said he don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either.
Well, somebody better give a shit because there's going to be a lot of noise and we won't be able to do this podcast.
Yeah, Curly,
so
please.
Take out $10 out of your wallet give it to Julio and Pepe. Let them go inside and enjoy a nice little show and we can carry on outside.
Yeah, Curly, please. It's just $10.
Yeah. Well,
just give him the $10.
Just give it to
him. Get the boys inside,
and we
can carry on.
I'd just like to have one day where I don't have to grab my wallet and yank out some money.
See, if you can't crank it, yank it.
I'm going to yank you guys off in about 2 seconds.
I don't think you want to yank them off.
Oh, no, I don't want to be yanked by him. Boys, he's a grande puto.
Who are you calling a puto, man?
You're a puto.
I think you're both putos, okay?
Just give me $5 and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, Curly, come on. Just give them $5 a piece and let's get this going, please.
Come on, Curly,
God. Let me get my wallet out here.
Hurry up, okay? We don't have all day.
You're slow, man.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
How about if I give you like $3 a piece?
Oh, man, $5.
All right.
Just give them $5 and get it over
here
with.
Is,
yes.
A cinco dolores for you.
Muchas gracias.
A cinco dolores for you.
It's not dolores. It's dolares.
It's not dolores. Cinco dolares.
I know it's gracias. Not dolores. It's dolares. Now take your damn dolores and get the hell out of here.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
You go fuck yourself. Give me my money back.
Go fuck yourself.
Damn it, Robert. I give him the money and he tells me to go fuck myself.
Curly.
That's not right.
I know, but you're kind of making it difficult for them.
I was not, man.
Yes, he was making it very difficult. Boys, while you're here, why don't we do a little interview with you? After all, you are celebrities here at the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates, right? We are celebrititos.
Celebrititos.
Yes. Big ones. Big celebrititos. So, boys, how do you feel about this big event that's about to take place?
Event? What event, man?
What event?
Honey Dew is launching her new talk show slash variety show in a few minutes from now. Are you excited?
We want to see her los chichas.
What the hell do you mean you want to see her chichas?
We want to see her chichas.
Now, get it through your head.
What?
There is not going to be any showing of the chichas.
No chichas.
Honey's just going to be interviewing celebrities and, perhaps singing a song or
she's going to sing
within the framework of 60
Now, she does have a special guest star today, correct?
Well, yes.
But we don't know who that's going to be. Some sort of big celebrity that you would recognize immediately.
Maybe Julio Iglesias.
No, it's not Julio Iglesias.
No, Julio.
Maybe Coolio.
No.
No Coolio.
No Coolio either, man.
Now, if it's not Coolio or Julio, who is it going to be?
It's going to be a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yes, a surprise. Surprise guest is going to come and see Honey today.
Boys, thank you so much for stopping here to talk to us on the red carpet. Why don't you just go on inside and take a seat in the rec hall and wait for the big show to start.
Adios, muchachos.
Adios,
boys. Adios. And there they go, Julio and Pepe.
With my money.
Off to join the studio audience for Honey's new 60 seconds full of honey.
And it will be.
Unfortunately, the rec hall will not be full of people.
That is unfortunate.
But it will be full of honey for at least 60 seconds or so.
Yes, and so far it seems like the studio audience will be comprised of Julio and Pepe.
With Woody Stroker and a few lost souls who might wander into the rec hall.
Yes, and not to mention few ladies who are already in there playing canasta.
Canasta.
Yes, but the ladies may not be too thrilled about having their game interrupted with Honey's show going on up on the stage.
Speaking of the stage, perhaps we should see if Harry Cheeks is ready to take it on the stage.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he's ready to take it? Please explain by what you mean him taking it.
Yes, and explain yourself.
What?
By what you mean he's ready to take it.
What do you think I mean he's ready to take it?
Take it.
Take it.
No, he's not getting going to take it that way. He's going to take over with the interview from the stage.
Oh, yes. The interview.
Harry, can you hear me backstage?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Do you hear what these idiots are saying about you?
Yeah, that's right, Edna. I hear what they're saying. Maybe you take it that way, Curly, but I don't.
I don't take it that way. What's the matter with you, man?
I'm sorry, Harry. We're just kidding around. Are you about ready to do the interview?
Yeah, I'm about ready if you guys are ready to throw it to me here on the stage.
We'll throw ladies and gentlemen, right now, Harry Cheeks will have an interview with Mrs. Chovy, who's going to be Honey's musical director.
Thank you, Robert. Let's just listen in for a bit here. That sounds very nice.
Thank you so much.
That's even better.
Listen to this.
All right, let's just start the interview if you don't mind.
Can I finish? finish this passage?
All right, if you have to.
Yes.
That brings tears to my eyes.
I should cry.
It really does.
Thank you.
I have with me the piano player who's going to be providing the musical interludes for 60 seconds full of honey.
Yes.
And it's Mrs. Jovi,
oh,
is it?
But please don't be so formal. Call me Anne.
Anne.
Yes.
Jovi.
Yes.
Okay, Anne. Well, I'm very happy to have you here with us, but...
you are too kind.
So you are going to be Honey's musical director, right?
Correct.
And what experience do you have of playing, music?
Well... I play the organ.
Ah, the organ. God bless you.
I beg your pardon.
That's all right. You got a little cold. But so you said you were playing organ at where?
At the First Unitarian Church.
I don't think it's Unitarian.
It's not?
No, I think it's Unitarian.
Oh, Unitarian.
Yes, Unitarian.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
I play the organ there.
Oh.
For 40-some-odd years.
Well, I guess that qualifies you to play the piano for Honey.
Oh, yes.
On her new, brand new talk show, huh?
Well,
God bless you. You got to spit all over my microphone here. Oh, goodness gracious. Come on, lady. You know, I'm going to have to go get this microphone disinfected and clean up. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and we look forward to hearing you play on 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
I am just full of snot.
I didn't notice.
I am.
I was speaking with Mrs. Anne Jovi. Robert, back to you.
Thank you so much, Harry, for that very informative and somewhat congested interview.
Poor thing.
Now we know who's going to be backing Honey.
Indeed.
With the musical interludes on 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
You know, as I said earlier, I saw Mrs. Jovi this morning. She looked and sounded awful. But she's a trooper.
Oh, yes, she is.
The show must go on.
It has to.
A cold or no cold.
Right.
Exactly. A show will go on. We are here on the red carpet in front of the Belaterra Mobile Home Park's
monstrosity.
Very, shall we say, rundown.
Yes, it's rundown.
Recreation hall, and the show will be taking place very soon.
Momentarily.
The premiere of 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
Yes.
We are supposed to interview all the celebrities who are going inside thus far. Just Julio and Pepe.
Yes.
We had Woody Stroker come by with a couple of his friends, but that was just an exchange of insults and not an interview per se.
However, I believe I see Guido Provolone.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He's coming down the red carpet.
He is.
He is Honey's former roommate.
It was Plutonic.
They shared a tool shed not too long ago.
They did, but Guido looks like he is in a bit of a hurry.
Yes, he does.
You better try to get a hold of him as quickly as he approaches.
Yes, he looks like he may just run by you.
Yes, he does look like there is something else on his mind. But I believe that Guido is coming to be in the audience for 60 seconds full of honey.
Oh.
Hi, Guido, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, what the fuck do you want, huh?
Guido.
Watch your mouth, Guido.
Yes.
You're talking to my wife.
Shut up, man.
Don't tell me to shut up. She's a lady.
Yes.
Why is she bothering me? I'm just minding my own business. I'm going in the rec hall, and she is stopping me.
She just wants to know if you're excited about Honey's brand new show.
Yeah.
We thought you were coming down to be in the audience.
Well, what audience? What the fuck you talking about? I'm just coming in to take a piss.
Just coming in to take a piss.
Yes, I'm coming to the rec hall to take a piss.
I thought you were coming in for the show.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Guido, honey.
It's all right.
Can you still say a few words? Can I ask you a couple questions?
Oh, I'm going to piss my pants
here. Oh, come on. Just a couple of words.
I really have to go.
Guido, when you're done pissing, yes. You want to stay and be in the audience, please?
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll stop and watch the phone.
Okay.
But now I got to go.
Guido, sweetheart, just one little question. How do you feel about Honey's brand new show, 60 Seconds Full of Honey?
Don't say full.
Why?
I'm full.
You're full of what?
I'm full of piss is what I am.
I'm so sorry.
I can't hold it anymore.
God.
Guido. Come on, man. Turn around. Piss on the lawn there.
I can't help it. Oh.
Guido Provolone is relieving himself on the red carpet here.
Yep.
Poor guy couldn't help it.
It's all my fault.
Edna stopped him.
I did.
And he had to go.
My prostate is huge.
You can't blame the man, you know?
No.
Especially with the size of prostate that he's got.
Oh. Yes.
You know,
it's huge.
Has to go when he has to go.
I can't control it.
Most of the men here in the Belaterra Mobile Home Park do have a prostate the size of a coconut.
Oh, yes.
So... accidents like this happen quite often.
Yes, they do.
Are you done now?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Let me think.
I shake it.
I won't look. Oh, my God.
That's quite a snake. He's shaking there.
It is. Huge.
All right. So sorry.
It's really my fault. I'm so sorry, Guido, for not letting you proceed to the men's room in the rec hall.
Well, I'm going to have to proceed home right now and change my pants.
Okay, well.
Because I can't go walk the floor with my pants full of piss.
Yes, understandable.
Yeah, all right, so I'll see you in a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right,
we'll
Guido,
see you in a few minutes, Guido. I think we're going to have to put some sort of a caution flag or barrier of some sort.
Good idea.
For the puddle that Guido just left on the red carpet.
That's right, Robert. We don't want any of the celebrities walking on the red carpet to slip and fall into a puddle of Guido's piddle.
Did you just say a puddle of Guido's piddle?
That's kind of poetic, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
A puddle of Guido's piddle.
Sounds like a title for a novel.
Really? Thank you, Curly.
Yes, you're quite a wordsmith there, Edna.
Well, I try.
Well, let's check in with Harry Cheeks and see if he made it backstage to Honey's dressing room.
Yes.
Harry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Robert.
Are you with Honey in her dressing room?
I am indeed, Robert, except there's a bit of a situation going on here. We'll let you know what's going on here.
Well, then take it away and explain what's going on there.
Thank you, Robert. I am in the dressing room of Miss Honey Dew.
Yes, that's me.
Honey, how are you, sweetheart? How's it going so far?
Oh, Mr. Cheeks.
What's going on?
Honey Dew, if I may refer to myself in the third person.
Yes, of course.
Lance, please.
What's he?
Lance, sweetheart, please. Please, just hold it down. Let me do my interview, please.
Why is he crying? What's wrong with him?
Well, Lance Kornbluff, my award-winning makeup artist, is, as you can see, devastated.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Lance, shut up. Shut it. Thank you.
So, what's happening?
Well, you're probably wondering why I am lying down here on my makeup cot with half of my face made up and the other half is not.
Well,
are you wondering what's going on?
I wasn't, but now I am looking at your face. One side is looking, nice, and the other one is a little scary.
I look scary?
I'm sorry, but it is.
I don't want to look scary.
Well, I'm sure you don't, but it does look...
I know, it has no makeup, but, you know, what can I do? Lance is... incapacitated.
What do you mean he is incapacitated?
Well, as he was applying my makeup, as I was lying down on the cot,
right.
He is a retired makeup artist, well-respected
yes.
in his field.
Very respected.
As you know, all of his clients have always been lying down.
Yeah, right.
And rather stiff while he was applying their makeup, so right. I have to lay down.
Yeah, because, you know, he worked with funeral parties.
Yes,
right?
He did, yes.
Okay, so he was applying your makeup. What happened then?
He received a phone call from his husband, Ricardo.
Yes.
And apparently someone has cut their cock.
Cut their cock?
Yes, their cock. Pepino 2.
Well, you don't mean their cock.
Well,
you mean their rooster, right?
Well, they prefer cock.
Fair enough.
So someone came along with a knife.
A knife?
Lance, stop it. Thank you. And cut the string that was holding Pepino to the tree in front of their mobile home.
So they didn't cut the cock, they cut the string.
Correct, yes.
And they set their pet cock free. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in the matter of speaking, but we don't know whether this was a conspiracy or one person
okay.
doing this. But we do know that Pepino was abducted.
Pepino the cock was abducted.
Yes, that's what happened. Some animal rights, retired animal rights person,
right,
who happens to live in the Bellaterra Mobile Home Park, has been eyeing Pepino
really?
For quite some time. And the moment that Lance left to come and apply the makeup.
But, well, how do you know that this is someone, you know, who is a retired animal rights person that lives as one of our neighbors here? How do you know that?
They left a note.
Oh, a note was left.
Yes, they left a note saying, I am a retired animal rights person.
Well, if they're a retired animal rights person, doesn't that mean that, you know,
what?
They don't give a shit about animals' rights anymore? Or they just, you know, kind of retired from the animal rights business.
They said, I am a retired animal rights person.
Right.
Although I still believe in animals' rights.
Oh.
And I don't appreciate you tying your cock
yeah.
around this old oak tree.
The old oak tree.
And P.S.
Yes?
I've got your cock.
So what did Ricardo do when he read this note?
Well, first he tied a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree because he wants Pepino to return home.
Of course.
And then he called Lance, and that's when Lance lost it.
Understandable.
And now I find myself sitting here. Well,
sitting?
Not really sitting, but lying down.
Yes.
Half made up.
Right.
And he is incapable of finishing my makeup.
And
so
that's quite a predicament you find yourself in.
And my show is about to go on the air.
Yes.
On the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Correct.
It's a network show. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here.
Sitting?
Excuse me. Lying here.
Yeah.
Half made up.
So, what are you going to do?
I'll have to do my show sideways.
Sideways?
Yes, sideways. The show must go on.
Yes, the show will go on, and yes. Honey will do her show in a profile.
Well put.
Yes, in a profile.
In a profile.
A true professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Cheeks.
You're welcome, honey. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Her makeup artist's cock was abducted.
Abducted.
She is only half made up.
I am.
And the show must go on.
Yes.
Robert, that's my report from the broom closet.
Excuse me.
I mean, Honeydew's dressing room.
More like
Do you
it.
Have any questions for Honey?
Yes.
Well, the only question I have is, Honey, who is your super secret special guest star on your show today?
Well, Robert, you're just going to have to wait because the super secret guest is super secret for a reason.
Well,
we want people to tune in to 60 seconds full of Honey and find out.
Okay, and one final question.
Wait a minute.
What?
You said that was your only question that you were going to ask.
Well,
now you have one final question.
I do.
Is this an additional question? or part of your original question?
Well,
I just have that question.
Okay.
And if you wouldn't mind answering that question.
I will answer your question. This is an additional question.
Okay.
And two questions within this additional question. If it's okay with you.
Oh, it's perfectly fine with me. So okay. What you're saying is you have an additional question
right.
with two questions within that one question, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Ask your question.
Has there been a ransom note given or left for Peppino, the pet cock? And has the FBI been called in to try to see where... they might have absconded with Peppino, the pet cock.
Well, in actuality, I don't have an answer to either of those questions. However, I know one note was left saying, we have your cock.
Right.
And on that note, there was considerable amount of DNA material, which I think will be helpful with the investigation.
When you say DNA material, do you know what it was? Was it blood, semen, or something like that, a spit?
I have no idea because Lance was so, you know, out of control, he could not tell me, so I have no idea.
It's understandable under the circumstances.
And I don't think that FBI gets involved with cock matters.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Not even if you take a cock across state lines for immoral or illegal purposes?
I think only if it involves cockfighting, and this cock was anything but a fighter.
So what you're saying is that this cock was a lover and not a fighter.
Exactly, yes.
Well, thank you so much, honey. We are, 5 minutes away from joining the Angry Old Man Podcast Network for 60 seconds full of honey.
Correct.
And we are really looking forward to it. Honey, good luck to you, sweetheart, and we look forward to hearing you live on the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Toodaloo, stay sexy.
I'll give it my best shot.
Me too.
And there you have Honey Dew from her dressing room.
Yes.
She is half made up, but still going on with the show.
Yes.
She will do her show sideways.
Right.
In a profile, as our colleague Harry Cheeks had pointed out.
Yes, and I have to say that I really admire her.
Me too.
For being so courageous under the circumstances.
There we go.
There she sits, or
weary hearted,
in a broom closet,
yes.
half made up, with her makeup artist
Lance
going out of his mind over his cock.
Well, of course.
And she still is willing to go on with the show. I think that's very, very accurate.
She's a trooper.
Yes, Honey was always like that. For her, the show must go on no matter what.
Yes.
One time, she had broken her leg very badly.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, could just barely hop on one leg. And she still went on and performed in front of a live audience.
Wow.
Now, the audience...
What?
Was, you know, gagging a little bit. You know,
being kind of
gross with her one leg flopping around.
Oh, yes.
Like it was, you know, because it was broken.
And, it was broken, yeah.
So when you're dancing, the leg has a tendency to flop around a little
like
bit.
Like a marionette.
And, and she was hopping to get her on because obviously she couldn't stand on it.
Yeah.
It was broken.
Yeah. Right.
But the show went on.
Now, didn't she just get hit once with a huge, light, stage light that fell down, hit her on the head?
Absolutely.
And she still went on out there.
She did continue dancing, even with a huge welt on top of her head the size of a coconut. But she still continued dancing until the show was over.
I remember her telling me that once...
Yeah.
Yes?
She was hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah.
A
bus. I remember that.
Yes.
What kind of a bus?
A big school bus.
A school bus.
She kind of misjudged the distance, and it whacked her pretty good.
It did.
But she still walked to the theater
and finished
the show.
She did.
With, you know, her arm was all bruised
and
black and blue.
Yes.
But she put a little rouge on it.
Rouge.
And went out there and did a fantastic show.
She is known for that, yes.
She is being very brave today and will be on the Angry Old Man podcast a few moments from now. We will be joining the Angry Old Man podcast network for the live feed.
You know, I'm a little sad that I'm not the announcer for her show, because she did promise me that.
She did, she did.
I would be her announcer. She chose to go a different route with a known name.
Yeah.
So
you have to understand.
I'm just going to have to forgive her and say, you know, it's for the best.
Yes.
This particular gentleman, I think he worked for Saturday Night Live or something like that. We'll find out when the show commences.
I can hardly wait.
I think it is really lovely of you, Curly, to just forgive and forget.
Well,
and move on.
Oh, I won't forget.
You won't forget.
No, I'll file it away.
But you do forget.
I do, yes.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you gotta forget.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Look who's coming down the red carpet.
I'll be damned.
It's Mama Angelina.
We have not seen Mama Angelina,
I would say...
Long time.
Almost a year.
Over a year.
Yeah. The last time we heard of her is when that terrible accident happened in her backyard.
Explosion.
There was an explosion, and she was kind of almost like shot out of a cannon.
She was.
And then we didn't hear from her. And
what's that?
What's that?
That's the 5-minute mark for the network.
Oh.
In 5 minutes exactly, the brand new Honeydew show, 60 Seconds Full of Honey, will premiere on the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's just say hello to Mama Angelina.
Hey, Mama.
Hi, Mama. How are you, sweetheart? I have not seen you in a very long time.
How come?
How come?
See,
I don't know. Where were you?
Well, I was at home.
Ah.
You don't come to visit, Mama.
Well, I was busy.
Is it because I'm old?
Oh, no.
And sickly?
But you look good for 89 years old.
Fuck you.
Mama.
I'm 83 years old, not 89.
Oh, so sorry.
I thought
you were 89, but you look good.
But I don't feel too good.
You don't?
No.
Oh, so sorry.
I don't feel good at all.
I'm sorry.
You know, I've got arthritis.
We all do, Mama.
Shut up, if that's all.
What?
Who asked you?
Yes. Yes,
I'm talking about my arthritis.
I'm sorry, Mama. Go ahead.
Shut up, Fatso.
Yeah, so you have arthritis, right, Mama?
See, I also have phlebitis.
You have phlebitis.
See, phlebitis. Oh. I've got meningitis.
Meningitis, too.
Oh, see. Oh. Spinal bifida.
Spinal bifida.
I have that, too.
Oh,
I have a short leg.
You do?
Oh, see.
Oh.
My left leg is about 3 inches shorter than my right.
How do you stand up straight?
Yeah.
Well, my stupid son, Franco.
Yes.
He took a piece of a 2x4.
Yes.
And shaved off an inch.
Okay.
And then nailed it to my shoe.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that works out pretty good.
Oh, my shoe. I don't tip over so easily anymore.
That's good. That's good to hear. Anything else troubling you?
Oh, I have a kidney.
Yes.
That leaks a little bit.
It leaks?
Oh, see. Just leaks everywhere.
Kidney juice everywhere.
Oh, see, kidney juice all over the floor.
Oh, no.
But you know me, I don't like to complain.
No.
No,
you don't.
No, you don't, Mama. Are you here to see the show that Honeydew is putting on?
Who? Your hooker girlfriend?
Oh, Mama, she's not a hooker, okay?
Then she's a stripper.
Well, yeah, she used to be a stripper, but now she's doing a legitimate show. It's going to be a talk show and a variety show.
Oh, is she going to sing?
Yes, she will sing.
Is she going to sing O Sole Mio?
No.
No, you I know, don't she think won't so. And then I have no interest.
You have no interest. Well, no, Mama, no. Thank you so much for stopping by here and talking to us on the red carpet.
Oh, grazie. Yes.
We appreciate you and hope that you stay healthy and live another 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years? Well, fuck you too, Fatso.
Mama, please.
Mama, please.
2 or 3 years.
Well, come on.
He means well.
Yes.
Okay? But I don't feel so good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to hobble over to my mobile home and take a little rest.
Okay, well, it was nice to see you. You take it easy.
All right.
Okay,
yes,
I'll see you. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, Mama.
Yes, aloha, Mama.
Aloha, Mama. Does this mean you're not going to be in the audience for Honey?
Go fuck yourself, Fatso.
What?
I guess you can take that as a no.
Yes.
She goes, Mama Angelina.
Take that as a no.
And she has not changed much.
No.
In the time since we saw her last.
No, she has not. Oh, here comes our buddy Harry Cheeks.
Oh, yes.
He's coming back from doing his interviews. And,
right.
I guess scoping out the stage and backstage areas.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, Robert.
You're all done?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we're just moments away from joining the Angry Old Man Podcast Network
for
the premiere of 60 Seconds Full of Honey.
Okay, I'm back just in time, and boy, what a mess backstage, I'm telling you.
What?
Poor Lance. He's just beside himself, and poor Honey looks like a mess. You know, as long as you don't see that left side of hers,
right,
you're okay. So she's going to be doing this show sideways, and because the makeup was not applied on that left side.
Well, this is not a visual show. It's only audio, so it won't make any difference.
Yeah, that's right.
And how many people are in the audience?
Well, there are about seven people in the audience, but four of them are not paying any attention.
Oh.
And, you know, it's the ladies playing the canasta game, so they're taken up with their games.
Right.
So, but they're going to try to get them to clap and stuff. So.
Uh-huh.
It's about seven people.
So that means only Woody Stroker and his buddies are the only ones who are going to be paying attention, right?
That's about it.
What's
going on?
Is the show going to start?
That's the 5-second tone. We will hear one more tone, and then the show will start.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. From the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates, it's 60 Seconds Full of Honey. And now, here's Miss Honeydew.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that less than generous round of applause. Thank you so much, and welcome to the premiere episode of 60 Seconds Full of Honey. Our special guest today is Dr. Phil. Hi, Dr. Phil.
You're an alcoholic.
I am. Come again?
You are a falling down drunk.
And you're bald with a tiny little...
You need to straighten up.
Unfortunately, our time is up. And we'll have to get back to Dr. Phil next time on 60 Seconds Full of Honey. Bye-bye.
Honey, show us your tits.
You should be so lucky, you old bastard.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it?
Yep.
What the hell did you expect?
I guess, it was 60 seconds.
Yes, it was.
Went by so fast.
If you went to the bathroom, you missed it.
Yes, well, that's where I'm going right now. Because I have been holding it for a while. And
me too.
For no reason at all.
Well,
the show.
Come on.
Sucked.
But come on.
What?
Give Honey some credit.
Give her
what
some.
Are you nuts?
She managed to pull off.
She did.
A 60-second show with all the difficulties that she had to overcome.
Listen, within 60 seconds, she managed to insult a dead broadcast legend and to disrespect Dr. Phil.
Yes.
You call that a show?
Well, she was doing it sideways, you know that?
Listen, I could fart and tap dance for 60 seconds and entertain more people than Honey did with that, whatever she wants to call that.
I'm sorry. It was horrible.
I would pay money to watch you fart and tap dance.
Okay, I would too.
I really would.
All yes. Right.
But unfortunately, we are completely out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time with us on this edition of the Angry Old Man Podcast.
If you have any questions, suggestions, or a review of Honey's
the review.
60 Seconds Full of Honey, please don't hesitate. Send it to us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Curly, what have you got to say for yourself, buddy?
Well, the only thing is I'm very happy that this milestone in Honey's career
is
a big one is over with. I don't know whether she's going to be renewed for the second episode, but we'll see what time will tell.
Yes.
But I'm just going to go home and take a nice long nap.
We could all use one for about a week.
A week? So long, everybody.
So long, Curly. How about you, Harry? What's on your mind?
Well, not much. I'm ready for that week-long nap, too. you know, kind of a letdown after a whole hour of waiting for the big show, but, you know.
Yeah, she gave it her best shot.
She did.
Hopefully, she'll be renewed. See you next time, everybody.
I doubt it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm already sleeping as I'm speaking to you now. So long, everyone.
We'll see you next time on the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.